Hey, everybody, and welcome to the first Boom Chuck of Drummers Podcast. I'm Chris Phillips. Many of you do not know who I am, and that's cool because I don't know who many of you are. But I figured I'd introduce myself and just call this one Episode Zero. I'm just going to tell you about who I am, why I started this podcast, and what's it for. So let's get started. Like I said, this is Boom Chuck, a drummer's podcast. I've never done a podcast before on my own. I've been a guest on some and listened to a lot, but this is a first go for me. And I figured, you know what? I'm a drummer. I love gear. I love talking to people. And I think it just kind of manifested itself into what this is. It was an idea that I had in 2020, early on before COVID ransacked the United States. I've toured around the country and I guess Europe as well with friends. And I figured, man, every time they come to Raleigh or whoever is going to come to Raleigh in my area, maybe I could talk to the drummers and it would be interesting and people would want to listen. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. I got some friends lined up and we're going to do this and we're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about drums. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool stuff. But I figured, you know what? Why not? We're in a time in our world. We're in a time in life where let's just get to know each other and be kind and hang out and listen to what each other has to say and talk about cool stuff like drums. Like I said, my name is Chris Phillips. I was born in a place called Ypsilanti, Michigan. I dare you to spell it. It's southeastern Michigan. It was about 30 minutes from Detroit. So I always claim that I'm from Detroit, even though I'm technically not. I was raised in a smaller town than even Ypsilanti, a place called Milan, which was kind of funny because we called it Milan in Michigan, but the world calls it Milan. So I like using that and telling people I'm from Milan, but that's not true either. I'm from a small farm community called Milan, Michigan. My parents were musicians. My mom was a concert pianist, if you will, played in church for years and years and years. My dad was the choir director. And man, we were just raised and grew up around music. So I got a lot of my talent from them, which I'm very thankful for. And then, yeah, man, I had bands like in high school and doing whatever. Actually, my bandmate from my band now, we went to high school together. So things just kind of unfolded that way, but had several bands, you know, in high school and then into college. Always played in church. That's actually, you know, the reason I got my first drum set was because they needed a drummer. So I started playing. All the best musicians come from church. So, you know, I consider myself somewhat of a musician, which is cool. So, yeah, I got, luckily I got involved in sports when I was growing up, and that taught me, you know, some discipline, some other things, but, you know, the fundamentals of hard work, which I take with me when I teach, when I do whatever. The good thing is as soon as that kind of ran its course in my life, you know, up to my freshman year of college, I transferred and started doing music. Not quite full-time yet, but, you know, I definitely got some instruction from a professor of mine named Brian Walrath in a small school that I went to in Michigan. And he taught me, man, he started teaching me rudiments and all this other stuff that I knew. I just didn't actually try hard enough to do it. But, man, that really changed my life. It's always funny to go back. And even when I'm teaching these, you know, essential rudiments that drummers need to know, it's funny that they actually do mean something. I've taken lessons even recently, took a lesson with a buddy here who I hope to have on the show at some point, but man, he broke everything down to a paradiddle, which is hilarious to me, but it really sparked a lot of things, which is cool. So anyway, I started getting a formal education in music from Spring Arbor University in Michigan, a small liberal arts school. You know, I loved the instruction I got. I love the friends I got, but man, it was a rough go, but it was fine. You know, I got my education finally, and it, you know, it's served me well, I guess you could say. But anyway, so from that point forward, for, you know, I'm going out of college now. All I wanted to do was be in a band. And so me and my buddies, man, we formed a band. We did some stuff. And then, you know, life gets not, I don't want to say in the way, but life happened, man. I found my bride to be. And, you know, that was the best thing of my life. So I found my wife, got married, and continued a band, which was great. But slowly but surely, things just kind of fell apart. My bandmate Chris, that's in the band with me now, was in that band, and we just kind of did stuff together. Again, we had known each other since high school, so we'd been writing and doing all this stuff for so long. So we ended up starting this two-man band called Mahoney, which was named, yes, after the Police Academy character, Steve Guttenberg's character. I forgot his first name, but yeah, the character of Mahoney. So anyway, it was a fun time, but we were a duo, man, and we really tried to focus on just having a fun live show. That's what it was all about. So years and years and years of doing that, we were able to play, you know, different venues around southeastern Michigan. We went one time to western Michigan, which was a huge deal. And then we started booking shows, man. Chicago was only 4 hours away. So we consider that quote-unquote touring back in the day. We hopped in my truck and we brought our gear and we did this stuff and we did it on our own, which was cool. Anyway, a long story short, we ended up meeting the right people, you know, talking to the right people and actually winning a battle of the bands. We found our way into this management company that we are no longer with, thank God. But yeah, we found a manager, and that manager ended up finding us a guy that wanted to get into producing. His name was Matt. He was in a band called Blue October, who at that point was kind of working its way through their career and kind of middle of their career and stuff. So still good friends of ours. But yeah, we met Matt, who was a Michigan native, lived in Texas. We ended up doing our first EP under the Mahoney name, and then that led to basically nothing. Our management kind of folded at that point. We played, you know, still played shows under that name and did some stuff. And again, it was different. Like, it was a duo. It was fun for us. We did our thing. The good thing is we actually worked our way down to Austin. We played a South by Southwest, and we played for the right people, because we ended up getting signed to a label down there, a new management firm. And then when this thing started taking off, we changed our name to a band called I Am Dynamite. We're that band that everyone has never heard of. And then when you hear a couple of our songs, you're like, oh, I know that song. So I'm still in that band now. We obviously are not touring because of COVID and where we are. But yeah, things were huge for a long time, which was great. We were on the charts for 26 or 28 weeks or something like that with a song of ours called Where Will We Go? Followed by Hey Girl. Then we took a little bit of time off to write our second album, which was completely different, but it's so cool. You can do that. You can do whatever you want. So it's kind of fun to be in a duo. The first album was just us, man. There was nothing but us, a drummer and a guitar player, and we both sang, and that was kind of it. We laid, you know, percussion and stuff down, but that was it, man. That was the foundation of what we did. Second album, we just threw it all on the wall, man, and see what would stick. And everything stuck. And so what happened was, is, you know, I lived in North Carolina at that point. And then my bandmate lived in Michigan, so it was hard to write. It was hard to continue, and doing stuff. So we took another kind of big gap of time off. And then the nice thing is, my bandmate eventually moved back down to North Carolina, and we were able to continue the band and do whatever. So we're still working on music. We're still doing stuff. We're still out there, which is cool. Hopefully when this thing gets better and people get vaccinated and this thing kind of calms down and becomes maintainable, we're going to be able to go back out and tour again. As we did this, man, I mentioned Blue October and Matt before, but we were able to go out, tour on our first album with Blue October, did the whole U.S., did some of Europe, which was cool with them. It was like our first big, real experience to go out and hop in our van and do, you know, it actually tour hotels and do all this stuff. No bus tour, but, in Europe, yeah, there was. We had a little Sprinter van with bunks in it and had a driver and all that kind of stuff. So that was awesome. Later on, we toured with a band called Sum 41, which was cool because we weren't a pop punk band, but it fit, man. And we're still, good friends with all those guys. And then, yeah, just playing different shows with different people and meeting people along the way and talking to the drummers and doing all this stuff, man. I'm excited to see where this thing goes. Some of these drummers that I want to talk to, yeah, you're going to know them, hopefully. Some of them you're not. You're not going to know these people at all, but they're friends of mine, and maybe they got something to say. But I think the biggest thing here is we are going to talk about drums and drummers and being a drummer and different cool things, maybe, what makes us tick. And yeah, that's going to be cool. This isn't going to be about specific gear. This is going to be about drums, man, all across the board. This is going to be fun. Who plays what? Why do you play them? Why do you love this gear, this gear, this gear? It doesn't matter. It's going to be all over the place, which is cool. So that being said, I got to drop some names. I am endorsed by Yamaha Drums and Percussion. I love them and hardware. I love all that stuff. That was like my dream to get. And when I got that and I got the call from my rep, Greg, shout out to Greg Crane. He's one of the greats out there. And Daryl Anderson at Yamaha, like those guys to me, man, it's a blessing to be part of the Yamaha family. I love it. I love their gear. You can see some of this stuff. If you're looking at it, you can see some of the stuff behind me. That was my first endorsement, which was cool. And it was because I was already playing the gear. I was already doing stuff. I was out touring and I was repping the stuff. And that's really what it was. They appreciated me and they appreciated me loving the gear and playing it. I signed with Bosphorus Cymbals recently, which is great. Their products are amazing. The cymbals are amazing. It's cool to see the Turkish cymbals, a company like that just handcrafting things that sound amazing and just actually push the music in a different direction that you're creating and just to sound so, so good. So again, I'm a proud endorser of Bosphorus Cymbals. They're great. I do want to shout out. I was with TRX Cymbals for a really long time, another Turkish company. But yeah, I got the opportunity to be with Bosphorus and man, they're so great. Great cymbals. Other than that, with LP, again, another one of my dreams, man, to be a Latin percussion artist and just send some emails, man. That's all I did is send some emails. And the fact that I was already playing the products and doing whatever, they allowed me to become part of that family, which is so cool. And their products, again, actually make our job as musicians a lot easier. What they do is they make good stuff. So if they make good stuff is going to come out of it. Bad stuff will come out of it too if you're a band musician, but good stuff's going to come out of it. The creativity and all that kind of stuff, that stuff's going to come out. So, man, all LP stuff, there's so many toys and stuff that you could do, but I use their stuff exclusively. It's great and I love it. If you look at the video, if I, post this video of me babbling on here, I use Aston mics. You're listening to me through an Aston Spirit right now. A company that's been around a few years, making great products, same thing. I use almost their full line of stuff for recording demos and vocals and all this kind of stuff. I use Humes & Berg cases to protect everything that I'm talking about here. They make custom cases, different colors, all that stuff. Mike Berg is one of the coolest people that I've ever met. But yeah, I've used Humes & Berg stuff forever. It's like Chicago Heights, Indiana, man. That factory, it's in a rough neighborhood, but it's so cool to pull up there and to see how that operation is a worldwide phenomenon. So shout out to those guys. Humes & Berg, best cases out there. If you're looking to get cases, go that route. They are amazing. Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's like, man, I love the big fat snare drum stuff. I got that stuff all over the place. I'm with Los Cabos Drumsticks. Those things are amazing. A drumstick company out of Canada. Look them up. Again, they make great products. I love the Red Hickories. It's so funny. I was never the guy that was like, I need this, I need this, I need this. But man, I play better when I have a really nice balanced pair of 5A Red Hickory Los Cabos Drumsticks. 64 audio for my in-ears when I'm playing live or when I'm recording. Can't say enough about them. It's cool to be a part of their family. I've been wearing them for a long, long time. And that's a cool company if you're looking for in-ears for sure. So that being said, that's my stuff. That's what I play. We'll talk about that stuff later. We'll talk about other gear with other artists and all this kind of stuff coming forward. But so I don't bore you with all the details about me, I will have guests on this show. Of course I will. And like I said, you're going to know some. You won't know everybody, but that's the whole point, man. We're just getting to know each other, no matter who it is. We're going to talk about their gear, their life, their upbringing, why they're a drummer, why they are, you know, why they tick the way they tick, which is cool. Hopefully this won't be boring to anybody. I would love suggestions. I want to talk to people. I want to know what you want to hear. What should I talk about? Who should I have on? Who should I reach out to? You can hit me up on Instagram. It's Boom Chuck, a drummer's podcast. That's what it is. Also on Facebook. I didn't start a Twitter because, I don't know, I don't really do a lot of Twitter. But Instagram, Facebook, Boom Chuck, a drummer's podcast. Again, I'm Chris Phillips. I appreciate you guys listening. We'll get some episodes out there soon with some drummers, and we'll talk about all this stuff. So hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear, who you want to talk with, listen to, and nothing but love for everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk soon.